The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen amma ba'd fa'auzu billahi minash shaitanir rajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah
salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah
wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah
wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah
as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah
salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah
wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah
wa ala alika wa ashabika ya
The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the person closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who would have recited durood pak in abundance. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah azza wa jal, we will start with our Qari sahab, mashallah, Mubeen Madani. He will recite Quran pak today, inshallah. Aur phir kalam bhi sunayenge, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم
سبحان الله
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلي على نبينا صلي على صلي على كريمنا صلي على محمد أي مفتي احمد یار خان علیہ رحمۃ المنان کا لکھا ہوا کلام بصورت استغاثہ سنتے ہیں ہو سکے تو آنکھوں کو بند کر کے تصور میں آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کا چہرہ مبارک سامنے لاتے ہوئے یہ استغاثہ حضور کی بارگاہ میں پیش کرتے ہیں
کہا ہو یا رسول Oh, yeah.
رسول اللہ گدا بن کر میں ڈھونڈوں تمہیں کو در در یا رسول اللہ گدا میرے آقا مجھے چھوڑا ہے کس پر یا رسول اللہ میرے آقا مجھے چھوڑا ہے کس رسول اللہ کہاں ہو یا رسول اللہ بسو دل میں سما جا نظر میں یا رسول اللہ بسو دل میں سما جا نظر میں یا میری آنکھوں سے کیوں ایسے نہا ہو یا رسول اللہ کہاں ہو یا رسول اللہ دفتر یا رسول اللہ کھلے جب روز محشر میرے دفتر رہے پردہ میرا محبوب بے داور یا رسول اللہ رہے پردہ میرا محبوب بے داور رسول اللہ کہاں ہو یا رسول اللہ کہاں ہو یا رسول اللہ رسول اللہ.
انشاءاللہ زوجہ ڈیوی اور سبندی چینل وی سٹارٹ آور ٹاپک نیڈ ٹو ڈو اٹ اینڈ ول گیٹ ورڈز آف وزڈم فرام آور مبلغین انشاءاللہ. لیٹس سی ویئر بلال شبیر بھائی ول سٹارٹ دس ٹاپک نیڈ ٹو ڈو اٹ. کیا کرنا چاہیے, پوری ایک لسٹ ہے, بلکہ وہ لسٹ بھی کمپلیٹ نہیں ہو سکتی کہ اتنا کچھ ہے کرنے کے لیے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. اللہ has blessed us to come on a panel and discuss about the religion. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this little effort of ours in His honorable court. Alhamdulillah, the topic is quite unique in itself, the title need to do it. Again, the question arises, okay, we need to do it, but what do we need to do? Again, we can look at it in aspect of being as being a Muslim. And this is the aspect that we should always look towards whenever we delve into any matter within our life. As a Muslim, what does our Islam tell us regarding such a matter? But today's topic is quite general. What do we need to do? So the first point is that we need to maintain the obligations which Allah has set upon us. And it's not just for Ramadan. These five daily prayers, we know that the fast were specifically for Ramadan. But our five daily prayers are not just for Ramadan. Rather, they are for the entire year, five times a day, every single day. And this is something that we need to inculcate in our minds. We need to set our schedules around our five daily prayers. So Sayyid Sahib, this is the first point I'd like to end on, is that the obligations which Allah has given to us, we need to focus on them. And the most important of those obligations in terms of our a'mal, our actions, is the five daily prayers.
MashaAllah, Bilal bhai started beautifully. Being a Muslim, first of all, we need to think what we should do it. Wo alag matter hai ki kya kya cheeze hain, as a doctor, as a professional, as a teacher, as a lawyer. But first of all, we are a Muslim. Being a Muslim, what are our responsibilities? Allah Azza wa Jal ke kya ahkamat hain? What we need to do it on regular basis, weekly basis, monthly basis, ایئرلی بیسز اور پوری زندگی کے اندر, یہ سب کا اسلام نے ایک نصاب دیا ہے, ایک چیز دی ہے. ڈو وی نو دیز تھنگس, یہ کوشچن ہے. انشاءاللہ اس کے بارے میں کچھ مدنی پھول لیتے چلیں گے, لیکن یہ ضرور یاد رکھیے گا, وی ہیو ٹو ڈو اے لاٹ آف تھنگ ان آور لائف. یس عبدالحنان بھائی, ہاؤ آر یو ٹوڈے؟
الحمدللہ علی کل حال. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. سے سب ٹاپک نیڈ ٹو ڈو اٹ, اے لاٹ آف پیپل وڈ جسٹ تھنک دیٹ یو نو ون this topic would be just in the matters of deen, but if you just generally look at it, even in the matters of the dunya, there are things which we need to do it as well, otherwise they cause obstacles in our deen and our daily lives as well. So sometimes little things say it's up which are left, and you know, we've got this in our mind, I need to do this, and it just drags and drags, and that little thing can cause a problem. You know, just say something, if a nail is sticking out in your house, and all you've got in your mind, I need to take this out or screw it in, so it's out of the way, it doesn't cause any harm to anyone. And you're always thinking this, I need to do this, and you don't. And just say someone catches onto it, cuts his hand, cuts his arms, you know, that's the result when we leave anything, whether it's the matters of the dunya or the matters in related with the akhirah in our worship. If we leave any action, you know, it can be cause of a harm to us. So very important, when we know that this thing needs to be done, then we should do it, rather than delay it, and it can cause harm. Or you know, a person basically, we see that in a life of a youngster. You know, a young man, normally if the person, he's not he doesn't worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's not towards goodness, many people had made this mindset before the coming of Ramadan that I need to change, let Ramadan come, I will need to change. Ramadan has come and is almost finished.
Yeah.
Just ask yourself, have we done that action? Or is it still that is still left in pending? So it's very important that things which need to be done, we should try to do them straight away. And if you look at the seerah of the pious people of Allah, you know, they wouldn't delay an action.
Subhan.
You know, if they wanted to do a good deed, they will straight away. You know, if they wanted to go and give sadaqah, they will go and straight away give it. You know, they wouldn't delay it just in case my life finishes from here.
And that's a reality. So much of us, we are thinking of changing, of changing, changing. What happens? Person reaches that dark grave.
Allah.
And what is that? It's a regret after that. So if we need to change, if we need to become practicing Muslims, if we need to start performing our prayers, fasting, we need to be doing it today. If you're going to leave it till tomorrow, then who has seen tomorrow?
Allah.
Hey, many people, you know, who were with us last year, where are they today? And we're not talking about people who are at the age of 60, 70. We've seen people dying in front of us who are at the age of, you know, children die.
Any age.
Any age. So there's no, you know, people, sometimes a child thinks, oh, I'm in school. We've seen children dying. You know, I remember when I was in school, there was an incident happened. One child came out of school and he was about to cross the road and a car ran him over. You know, that's how death is. It can come at any time. And we've seen it with elders. We've seen it with every age. And we're in a time now, you know, before you like mentioned the other day as well, people, the illnesses which would take place at the age of 50, 60, you know, people will be having them types of illnesses like cancer and, you know, becoming diabetic. Now people are born with them type of illnesses. So it should be more of a concern. Any action which we need to do, we need to do it today. If you're going to leave it till tomorrow, no one has seen tomorrow, and all of what's going to happen is going to be regret.
MashaAllah. Mubeen Madani, aap kya farmate?
Ji Shah sahab, avalan te ke apne gunahon to toba kare ke at-taib min az-zambi kam Allah zambalahu. Ke jinne apne gunahon to toba ki thi, goya ko ne gunah kita hi nahi. Acha, dusra ye ke fir jehde farayz ne جنہاں نوں پورا کرنا لازمی ہے انہاں نوں پورا کرے نمازاں اگر قضا نے تو او کرے اگر زکوۃ فرض تھی اور ادا نہیں کیتی زکوۃ ادا کرے حج فرض سی تو حج دی ادائیگی دا اہتمام کرے جنہاں دیاں حق تلفیاں کیتیاں انہاں کول معافی منگے دل ازاریاں کیتیاں معافی منگے کسے دا لین دین کرنا او کرے انہاں معاملات تو اپنے آپ نوں جلد از جلد فارغ کر لے نتا او دے بعد ساڈا کی مقصد ہے او دے بعد اے چاہیدا کہ جڑا اللہ تعالی نے قران پاک دے اندر سانو مقصد دتا ہے اور مقصد یہ ہے کہ اللہ تعالیٰ نے انسان و جن نو کیوں بنایا؟ وما خلقت الجن والانس الا لیعبدون، کہ انسان تے جنہاں نے اپنی عبادت واسطے بنایا ہے. زندگی موت دا کوئی پتہ نہیں، جویں عبدالحنان بھائی نے بیان کیتا ہے کہ بہت دفعہ ایسا ہوتا دادا زندہ ہے پوتا پہلے چلا جاتا ہے، والد زندہ ہے تے او یعنی والد دا والد دادا او کوئی لیمٹ نہیں نا، کہ آن دے وچ تے ترتیب ہے، پہلے دادا آیا پھر دادے دا جڑا بیٹا سی، یعنی بیٹا تو بیٹے دا بیٹا، یہ ترتیب ہے نا ایک.
جی جی.
لیکن جان دی کوئی ترتیب نہیں. جو انہوں نے مثال دیتی ہے نا کہ بہت دفعہ ایسا ہوندا ہے کہ دادا زندہ ہے پوتا پہلے چلا جاندا ہے، کیونکہ اے زندگی دا ایک دستور ہے کہ جگہ جی لگانے کی دنیا نہیں ہے، یہ عبرت کی جا ہے، تماشا نہیں ہے. بہت سارے سے ڈیلی بیس سے نیوزاں بھی سنتے ہیں، جنازے ویکھتے ہیں. سانو انہیں کو سبق سیکھنا چاہیے کہ پہلے بچپن نے تجھ کو برسوں کھلایا، جوانی نے تجھ کو مجنو بنایا، بڑھاپے نے آ کے کیا کیا ستایا، اجل تیرا کر دے گی بالکل صفایا. تو اس لیے ہونے موقع ہے کہ اسی اپنے گناہوں تو سچی پکی توبہ کر کے تے اس رستے چلیے کہ جدا سانو اللہ تعالیٰ نے حکم دیتا ہے، تو انشاءاللہ زندگی بہتر ہوئے گی، آخرت بھی بہتر ہوئے گی.
ان اللہ یحب التوابین، بے شک اللہ عز و جل لائکس دوز ہو ریپینٹس، اللہ پسند فرماتا جو توبہ کرتے ہیں. تو کثرت کے ساتھ توبہ کرنی چاہیے، اللہ تعالیٰ توبہ کرنے والوں کو پسند فرماتا ہے. اب میں اور آپ، ہم چاہتے ہیں کہ ہم مقبول ہو جائیں، ہم ایسے کام کریں اللہ عز و جل راضی ہو جائے، استغفار کو اپنے اوپر لازم کر لیں، پریشانیاں مشکلات دور ہو جائیں گی. لیکن کیا ہم یہ کر رہے ہیں؟ نیڈ ٹو ڈو اٹ، مین تھنگ، ریپینٹ سنسیئرلی ان دا کورٹ آف اللہ عز و جل. یقین کریں، وہ کہتے ہیں نا کہ سنسیئرٹی از کی ٹو سکسیز. ہماری توبہ کو بھی توبہ کی حاجت ہوتی ہے، توبہ بھی ایسی کرتے ہیں کہ بس وہ کیا ہوتا ہے آپ بہتر سمجھتے ہیں. تو توبہ بھی تو سنسیئرٹی کے ساتھ ہوگی تو توبہ ہوگی نا. کتنی دفعہ، اچھا یہ بھی ہوتا ہے کہ ہماری سوچ صاف نہیں ہے، کیا کرنا ہے؟ اپنی سوچوں کو صاف رکھنا ہے. واٹ وی نیڈ ٹو ڈو ٹو کلین آور مائنڈ، اچھا سوچ، کیونکہ انسان وہی کرتا ہے جو سوچتا ہے، اسی طرف جاتا ہے جو سوچتا ہے کہ اب میں نے یہ کرنا ہے. تو اگر سوچ ہی اچھی نہیں ہوگی تو کرے گا بھی غلط. تو ہمیں کیا کرنا ہے؟ اپنی سوچوں کو دیکھنا ہے. پازیٹیو سوچ بھی ہوتی ہے، نیگیٹو سوچ بھی ہوتی ہے. واٹ وی نیڈ ٹو ڈو، دے آلویز ہیو اے پازیٹیو مائنڈ سیٹ، پازیٹیو ایٹیٹیوڈ ہونا چاہیے، کیونکہ پازیٹیو تھنکنگ برنگس پازیٹیو ریزلٹ، اور نیگیٹیو تھنکنگ آلویز برنگ نیگیٹیو रिजल्ट। अब हमारे सामने जो नाकामियां, जो प्रॉब्लम, जो चीज़ें आ रही हैं, वो एक हमारी सोच के ऊपर भी होता है कि हम सोच ही गलत रहे हैं, हम सोच ही किसी की तबाही बर्बादी रहे, हम सोच ही गलत रहे हैं, तो अच्छी चीज़ कहाँ से निकलेगी? क्योंकि जो आप डालते हैं वही निकलता है ना। ऐसा थोड़ी होगा कि आप लगाएं एप्पल का दरख्त और उसमें से मैंगो लगा हुआ होगा। एप्पल लगाएंगे तो एप्पल निकलेगा, मैंगो लगाएंगे तो मैंगो निकलेगा।
जी सैयद साहब, अलॉन्गसाइड दिस, लाइक वी आर बीइंग रिमाइंडेड दैट वी नीड टू डू सर्टेन थिंग्स, फर्स्ट एंड फॉरमोस्ट आई थिंक इवन बिफोर ऑल ऑफ दिस एक्शन, सैयद साहब, वी नीड टू हैव द माइंड सेट ऑफ द वैल्यू ऑफ आवर ईमान। वी एज मुस्लिम्स वी नीड टू एक्चुअली वैल्यू दिस फेथ दैट वी हैव बीन गिवन, एंड वी हैव बीन गिवन इट फ्री विदाउट एनी हार्ड वर्क व्हाटसोएवर। And a very important point and an account mentioned in the Holy Quran Sharif in Surah Al-Kahf, mentioned about the Ashab-e-Kahf, those companions of the cave, that they left their homes, their homeland, and why? To flee an oppressive ruler. Why? Because he was a polytheist and he wanted everybody who was under him, his subjects, to also embrace the same religion that he had, associating partners to Allah. So these believers, they left their homeland and they, on their way out, they adopted a cave. They saw a cave and they went into that cave. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them go to sleep for over 309 years. And then when they woke up, their whole life changed. And the whole point of this, when the ulama mentioned this point and when you explain this incident, one point that you take away from this, Sayyid Sahab, is that the importance of protecting our iman. Today, Ramadan came and it protected our iman. Every year it comes and it protects us. How does it protect us? We have the fasts. The fast is such a worship, Sayyid Saab, that we don't understand its reality. The amount of evils that fasting closes, the amount of doors of evil that fasting closes, Sayyid Saab, the biggest weapon against our nafs is fasting. Because when the ego, the baser self is full, when a person feeds his nafs or feeds his stomach, that's when the nafs, it becomes arrogant and it becomes pompous and it wants to disobey Allah. Whereas when you control your desires, when you control your even your eating consumption, then your nafs becomes weak. It becomes like a very weak animal. And this is the similitude given to a nafs, that when you feed it, it's like a beast. And you have to tame this beast. And remember that in Ramadan, we are ourselves to blame. The shaitan is locked up and it is only us, our nafs.
Yeah.
And Sayyid Sahab, another point I heard and mentioned in was one speech that I heard, is that a person's day-to-day life, Sayyid Sahab, whatever he does, it's based upon his habits. Your adat. If your habits are good, then you will prosper. If your habit is to wake up on time, to go sleep on time, you have a certain goal in life that you want to go to and pursue, then you will be successful. If a person goes to sleep late, he wakes up, he doesn't have no idea what he's going to do, he doesn't have no goal in mind, then how will he become successful? Even Islam says that you have to be punctual. See, it's another point, it's more diverting, but look at punctuality. Ramadan taught us punctuality.
Subhanallah.
We close our fast on time, as suhoor. We don't allow 1 second to go above. As soon as we have announcements in our home, you got 5 minutes left, close your fast quickly, brush your teeth, use miswak, drink enough water, and that's it. There's an announcement, there's punctuality, there's discipline in Ramadan.
Bishop.
And when we open our fast, there's discipline. Ramadan has so many blessings that we don't ponder over, we don't reflect over. The point I wanted to return back to, Ramadan protected our iman. And Ramadan is giving us this hidden message that now I am leaving you, you need to protect your iman yourself now. And this is the point where we learn from the Ashab-e-Kahf that they left their home to protect their iman. And I'll end on this one final point. A hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for those Muslims who say that alhamdulillah I am Muslim today, and they don't worry about their demise, they don't worry about if they're going to pass away upon iman. And this is there's a hadith sharif in Sunan al-Tirmidhi. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, the children of Adam have been created in different groups. The children of Adam have been created into different groups. Among them, so it's divided into four groups, Sayyid Saab. And those groups are divided into being born as a believer, being born as a believer, living your life as a believer, and then passing away.
So the first state and the first group of the children of Adam is that you are a believer in all states. You are born as a believer, you live your life as a believer, and you pass away as a believer. And this is an excellent status. The second group is a person who is born as a non-Muslim. He lives his life as a non-Muslim, but when before he departs from this world, Allah blesses that person with the treasure of Iman. And he passes away as a Muslim. And the third group of the children of Adam is that he is born as a believer. He lives his life as a believer, but then at the time of his death, Allah, due to his own actions, it is written that he becomes he passes away upon disbelief. And then the fourth group of the children of Adam is that you're born as a non-Muslim. You live your life as a non-Muslim and you pass away as a non-Muslim. And these four states are of the states of the children of Adam. So all of us who are to be born from the time of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam up until the day of judgment, all of us are the children of Adam. We are humans. We are mankind. These are our four states. We need to worry which group are we in. Just because we have been born as believers, we lived our life as believers, it's not necessary that we're going to pass away as believers. This one point, Sayyid Sahab, that we don't know if we're going to pass away upon Iman or disbelief, this kept the awliya awake up at night.
Allah.
This kept the awliya up at night and they were worried about their Iman. Today, as Muslims, we live lavishly in the world. We have no care about our religion, about our faith. Ramadan came to put us back on track. Now Ramadan is saying, look, I've put you on track, stay there. And then inshallah, I will mention later on, Sayyid Sahab, how we can save ourselves from relapsing. So how many people in Ramadan, they perform good deeds, mashallah. But then as soon as Ramadan goes, they fall back into the sin. There's many, many reasons for this. Inshallah, later on, we'll go through a few of them.
बहुत डिटेल में हमारे बिलाल भाई ने जो है वो बयान किया है, माशाल्लाह. वाकई the precious gift we have is our iman. What we need to do, इसको protect करने के लिए, इसको safe रखने के लिए, हमारी क्या precautions हैं, ये भी एक हमें करना है. We have to do these things. This is most important thing in our life. कि अपने iman की जरे किसी के बाद 10-15,000 pounds होते हैं, वो हाथ में लेके नहीं जा रहा होता. वो ऐसे नहीं घूम रहा होता कि ये देखो ये है और वो उसकी हिफाजत करता है. ऐसे हाथ में जेब में भी रख के इस तरह नहीं घूम रहा होता किसी को देखे उसके आगे भी कुछ चीज़ें रख देता है किसी को पता ना चले पैसे लेके जा रहा हूँ. तो ईमान चारों तरफ से जो है वो एक तरीके से दुश्मन है, शैतान पीछे लगा हुआ है, नफ्से अमारा है. तो अब आप गौर करें और जो किस्में इस तरीके की जो ईमान बर्बाद करने के लिए और हमारा हाल क्या है, आप गौर करते रहें कि रमज़ान आया नेकी. अच्छा, इन्होंने टाइम मैनेजमेंट की बात की कि ये हमें पंचुअलिटी इस्लाम में, अगर आप तमाम इबादात में देख लें, गौर करें थोड़ी, नमाज पंचुअलिटी का कैसा सारी ज़िंदगी का दर्ज दे रही है. फजर की टाइमिंग है, जहर की टाइमिंग है, एवरी सलात टाइम. ज़कात में पंचुअलिटी कब निकालनी है, टाइम, दिन, टाइम और वक्त वो भी होना चाहिए आपको ज़कात निकालने के लिए. हज के भी अय्याम हैं. तो अगर आप इन इबादात को देखें जो बेसिक फंडामेंटल हैं, जो पिलर्स ऑफ इस्लाम, उनमें पंचुअलिटी कितनी बताई जा रही है. तो ये चीज़ें हमें अपनानी पड़ेंगी. दीज थिंग वी हैव टू डू इट. अगर हम जिंदगी में कामयाबी चाहते हैं, इसमें इफ़ एंड बट नहीं है कि आई वांट टू पिक माय ओन थिंग. इस्लाम में पूरा दाखिल होना है. इस्लाम के अंदर ये नहीं है कि आपने पिक एंड चूज अपनी मर्जी से करना शुरू कर दिया है.
Sahab, you know, when it comes to the matters of the dunya, when we things which we need to do, for example, someone gets a fine. Right? What does he do? He tries to pay it off straight away. Why? Because he knows that he's going to get stuck. If he doesn't pay the fine, he might double. And if he doesn't still pay it, what happens is he might get called into court. It could be, you know, sentenced. Oh, different things happen. And if we look at our lives today, you know, we commit so many sins. When it comes to repentance, there's a delay. You know, we don't see the priority of it. In the same way, we could be sentenced or we could have a fine. In the same way, when we have committed sin, we could be captured, we could be caught over it. Or, you know, it's a form of a punishment. If a person dies without repentance, he'll be punished for it. And if his repentance is not accepted, he'll be punished for it. Yet there is a delay. But in the matters of the dunya, straight away we will do that. We will go and pay that fine straight away. Oh, before the second, the red letter comes, or before I get caught into court.
Why don't we do this in the sense of deen? If a person has committed sin, if he has done wrong, then we need to repenting in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala straight away. It seems to be that there's such a delay. People have this mind to say, oh, let me go Hajj. This is so common thinking of the people. Let me go Hajj. I'm going to change. I'm going to repent in the court of Allah. I'm going to grow a beard. I'm going to start performing my namaz. I'm going to get a tasbih and I'm going to start doing the zikr. And when the Hajj is also, it's left to what age? Let me get to the age of 50. Right? Let me get to the age of 55. That's when I need to perform Hajj. Hajj is, it's like that compulsory thing. We delay it to such an extent. You know, it's left. Let me do this first. Let me build a house. Let me pay off all my debts. Let me, you know, let the children grow up. Let them get married. And then right to the end, it's our those things which might be compulsory for us. For example, performing Hajj. And you know, delay in this, you know, this could be it could lead a person to such a degree that, you know, that person might be entitled of the fight of hell. So if today we need to change, say up to if today we need to change, not tomorrow. So we need to repent in the court of Allah today, not tomorrow, because we might not even get the opportunity.
Tomorrow never comes, Abdul Hanan bhai. Simple English ke andar hi kehte na, tomorrow never comes. Kal kisne dekhi hai, kal kab aayegi? Jo hai wo aaj hi ka din hai.
We've seen many people, many youngsters, they say, you know, I'm going to change. And I've seen around in our society, say something that, you know, youngsters, you speak to them and they say, look, brother, you know, I'm going to change. I'm going to change. Yeah, I'm going to come and join you, brothers. And then you hear about such youngsters that, you know, something happened, an incident happened, and that's it. Their lives are no more. So before that coming of that time, you know, make use of the time which we have now.
Change your company. What you need to do, first of all, the focus of your company, what you have. वो आपको जन्नत की तरफ लेकर जा रही है या जहन्नम की तरफ लेकर जा रही है ये तो बहुत ही ज़रूरी है ना आप अच्छा बनना भी चाहते हैं और ये तो वही होगा कि आप कीचड़ से बचना चाहते हैं चल भी कीचड़ में रहें ऐसा तो नहीं होगा ना आप बोलोगे मैं पानी में डुबकियाँ भी लगाऊँ मैं घीला भी ना हूँ ये तो नहीं होगा तो आप अपनी कंपनी को नहीं छोड़ रहे हैं जब आप कंपनी को नहीं छोड़ेंगे बैड कंपनी तो वो बैड कंपनी वो बैड ही बनाएगी वो गुड थोड़ी बना देगी आपको तो हमें बहुत ज़्यादा क्या करना है अपनी जो चीज़ें करनी है व्हाट नीड टू डू दैट वी हैव टू थिंक अबाउट आवर कंपनी द फ्रेंड्स अराउंड अस को ना रॉन्ग ग्रुप के साथ होता है रॉन्ग क्राउड के साथ होता है तो वो फिर उसका उसमें भुगतना तो होता है फिर तो अपने आप को अच्छों की तरफ लेकर आ जाएं तो इंशाल्लाह दुनिया में भी आपको बरकतें मिलेंगी जब मरेंगे इंतकाल होगा उसके बाद भी दुआएं करने वाले सारे सवाब करने वाले होंगे इंशाल्लाह अज़्ज़ा वजल
सोहबत मुअस्सिरा कि सोहबत जड़ी ना वो असर कर दी है सानू अपना आस पास वेखना चाहिए फ्रेंड किन्ना दिन बहने किन्ना दिन उठते हैं कि क़यामत वाले दिन इस सोहबत का भी इस बारे में सवाल किया जाएगा ठीक है ना और नॉर्मली बंदा जरा ना अपने दोस्त दे मजहब से ही होंगे वो दीन से ही होंगे सानू वेखना चाहिए असं कहे घूमते फिरते हैं कहे नाल बहने हैं तो यह बड़ा असर होंगे बाकी जो अब्दुल हनान भाई ने तफसील बयान किया ना कि सानू कल तो डिले नहीं करना चाहिए कि कल जिवें तुसी फरमाया कि कोई पता नहीं मतलब कल किन्ने वेखी
कल
हाँ जी कि टुमोरो नैवर कम कि कल नहीं आएगी सानू अज ही जरा करना ना अज ही कर लेना चाहिए बहुत सारे ऐसे यंगस्टर नौजवान जिन्हें हज फर्ज हो जाता उन्होंने को इन्ना माल दौलत होंगे कि हज की शरायत पाई जाए ने लेकिन जिस टाइम हज का आख्या जाए तो उन्होंने जहन होता पहले मैं अपने वाले दैन करावगा मैं दादा दादी ने करावगा वह भी ठीक अच्छी गल करवाना चाहिए है लेकिन दादा दादी तो फर्ज होना वाले दैन तो फर्ज होना वह शर्त लैदा ने उन्होंने हिसाब ना लेकिन उन्होंने को माल है की हिसाब किताब है तुम करवाना चाहो करवा सकते हो लेकिन तो लाजमी है कि पहले अपना फर्ज अदा करो इस तरह बाज दफा ऐसा होंगे कि लोग ना माल दौलत जमा करते हैं कि अपनी बच्ची की मैं शादी करावगा अपने बेटे की शादी करावगा हले बच्ची या बेटा जरा होगा शायद 5 साल का 6 साल का होगा शादी पता नहीं 15-20 साल तो बाद होनी है लेकिन वह माल जमा करन की वजह नाल ज़कात ही वाजिब हो रही होंगी है इस तरह हज भी लाजमी हो रहा होंगे इस चीज़ वाल बंदे की तवज्जो नहीं कि उन्हों का फ्यूचर वेखन वास्ते ना अपने फराइज वाजिबा जो बंदा वह भी छोड़ रहा होंगे असी अपने फराइज जड़े ने उन्होंने पूरा करिए सबर भी तुसी करना है सबर दियाँ बहुत सारिया किस्म होंदिया ने अवलन देखो सबर की डेफिनेशन की है सबर की डेफिनेशन ये वे कि अपने आप में एवें दे कम्मां तों बाज रखना जिथों बाज रखने की अकल तो शरीयत तकाजा करती है तो बाज़ दफ़ा सबर करना लाजमी होंगे मिसाल के तौर पर इबादत बजा लाने जी मुशक्कत होंगी उस मुशक्कत सबर करना लाजमी है जैसे हज वास्ते जाना है नॉर्मली बंदा महसूस करता मुशक्कत होंगी है लेकिन मुशक्कत सबर करना यह लाजमी है तो इस तरह बाज़ दफ़ा अपने आप को गुनाहों तो बचाने वास्ते जी मुशक्कत होंगी है उस मुशक्कत सबर करना भी लाजमी है صبر دے بارے چ فرمایا گیا ہے کہ یا ایھا الذین آمنوا استعینوا بالصبر والصلاۃ ان اللہ مع الصابرین، کہ اے ایمان والو صبر تے نماز کولو مدد حاصل کرو، ان اللہ مع الصابرین، اللہ تعالیٰ صبر کرنے والے دے نال ہے۔ ایک جگہ تے فرمایا الصبر نصف الایمان، کہ صبر جڑا ہے یہ نصف ایمان ہے۔
انشاءاللہ we move on to next segment and today's hadith, let's listen now inshallah.
Islam is the way of life, Islam is the way of life.
An individual was once speaking before elders in a gathering. And the Prophet ﷺ said, Al-Kubra, Al-Kubra, meaning respect your elders, respect your elders. Now, this Hadith Sharif tells us, and the commentators have said, that whenever we're in a gathering of elders, and we are younger than them, then we should be mindful of what we say. We should not speak before them. We should value what they're saying. And in Islam, this has been stressed and emphasized greatly, respecting elders. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam went as far as saying that مَنْ لَمْ يَرْحَمْ صَغِيرَنَا، whoever is not merciful to our young folk, our children, وَلَمْ يُوَقِّرْ كَبِيرَنَا، and he does not respect our elders, فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا، he is not from us. And if you look at our society today, our environment today, we're not following these blessed teachings. Never mind other people's elder relatives or the cousins, elder cousins of other people. We do not even respect the elderly folk in our own homes, be that parents, grandparents, or even elder brothers as well. May Allah Jalla wa Ala enable us to realize the importance of our elders, to value what they say, and to benefit from them as long as they are with us.
Respect elders, yes. What we need to do, topic ke hawale se bhi aaj jo hai ye hadith pak bayan ke, need to do respect our elders. بچوں پہ شفقت کرنی ہے، بڑوں کی رسپیکٹ کرنی ہے، اور یہ بھی آج معاشرے سے کم ہوتا جا رہا ہے۔ یہ بھی ایک لیسن لیں کہ جو بڑا ہے اس کی رسپیکٹ کرنی ہے۔ ایٹیٹیوڈ پرابلم بہت ہے، ہر کوئی اپنے آپ کو بڑا سمجھ رہا ہوتا ہے، چھوٹے بڑے کی پرواہ ہی نہیں ہوتی ہے۔ وہ کہتا ہے نا، ہر کوئی بس کہتا ہے میں ہی میں ہوں جی، میں سب سے بڑا ہوں اور بس، یہ باقی جو بھی ہے کچھ نہیں ہے۔ یہ تکبر جس نے شیطان کو برباد کیا، کہیں یہ آپ کو برباد نہ کر دے۔ اللہ عز و جل لائک دوز ہو ہیو ہمبلنس، جن کے اندر عاجزی اللہ تعالیٰ ان کو پسند فرماتا ہے، اور جو عاجزی اختیار کرتے ہیں اللہ ان کو بلندی عطا فرماتا ہے۔ تو یہ تکبر ہونا اور یہ اپنے آپ کو بڑا سمجھنا، یہ اچھی چیز نہیں ہے، اور خاص طور پہ بڑوں کے ساتھ تو اسلام بہت امفسائز کرتا ہے کہ اپنے بڑوں کی رسپیکٹ کرنے کے۔
دس شوڈ، دا ٹائٹل کان ایون کم ان ٹو دس، وی نیڈ ٹو ڈو اٹ بیکاز دس از سم تھنگ وچ وی ہیو ٹو ڈو اینی وے، یو نو، ریسپیکٹنگ دس شوڈ بی جسٹ نیچرلی دیئر۔ اینڈ یو نو، الحمد للہ اور دین ٹیچز اس دیٹ to respect elders, so everyone should be doing that anyway, rather than something which you put your mind to, this is something which we need to do. No, this is, we should be doing it anyway.
اصل میں کر نہیں رہے، جب ہی تو بتانا پڑ رہا ہے، یہی تو نماز پڑھ نہیں رہے، جب ہی سمجھاؤ کہ سمجھانا مسلمان کو فائدہ دیتا۔ آج ہمارے سامنے ماشاء اللہ کون اپنے ماں باپ کی اس قدر رسپیکٹ آج کہاں نظر آ رہی ہے، بڑوں کی کہاں۔ پہلے ایک وقت تھا کہ پتہ چلتا تھا کہ فلاں کے، ناٹ آور اون، جب چھوٹے تھے تو پتہ چلتا وہ فلاں کے والد صاحب یا اس کا بھائی آ رہا تو السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ، بالکل سب ٹھیک ہو جا کھڑے۔ ابھی تو معاذ اللہ ایسا ہے کہ اپنے بھی سگے جا رہے ہو تو بچہ سگریٹ پی رہا ہوتا باپ کے سامنے، تو کہاں رسپیکٹ نظر آ رہی، باپ کے سامنے ہی گالیاں بکرا ہوتا گھر میں، اور کیا کہتے ہیں، باہر نکلتا تو دوست اس طریقے کے ہوتے ہیں۔ تو وہ واقعی مطلب، وہ ایک تو سمجھانے والے بھی کم نظر آ رہے ہیں اور رسپیکٹ کرنے والے بھی کم نظر آ رہے ہیں معاشرے میں۔
سید صاحب، آئی تھنک اندر تھنگ از دیٹ پیپل آر ان ڈفرنٹ سچویشن اینڈ سیناریوز ان دیئر اون لائف، سو دا ویوز آف مدنی چینل، پلیز ٹیک دس as a general point, but please try to adopt this as well, because some people say, sahab, the youngsters are respectful to the elders, but unfortunately the elders don't show that same respect. So I'm saying that the point here is about respecting elders, but please, I know people are in different scenarios. For example, say, sahab, some elders, they don't have shafqat, they don't have compassion and this love for the youngsters, and the youngsters feel left out as well. So please make sure, as our ustaz mentioned in the hadith sharif, that we look after both, we show compassion to our young and for the elders as well, especially in UK, Sayyid Sahab, that the elders, they think that it's whatever they say goes, but remember, we also have to consider our youngsters and what they say as well. May Allah give us this understanding.
Ek to humne kaha sincere repentance, but do dua in the court of Allah azza wa jal. Ad-dua wa mukhul ibada, mera rab azza wa jal khud Quran Pak mein farma raha, ud'uni astajib lakum, dua mange rab se, wo kareem hai, wo karam farmane wala, wo duaen qabool karne wala, wo dua mangne walon ko pasand karta hai, sacche dil se dua mange, rab e kareem mujh pe karam kar de, aafiyat kar de, bas mujhe badal de, main acha hona chahta hu, main nek banna chahta hu, maula tu karam kar de bas, wo rab e kareem hai, wo rab e kareem hai, wo hamara malik hai, wo khaliq hai, wo chahe to sab ho sakta. दुआ तब दुआ मांगनी भी नहीं आती, दुआ भी मांगते तो दुनियावी चीज़ों के लिए, दुआ मांगे ईमान सलामत रहे, दुआ मांगे नेक बन जाए, दुआ
वाले आसी कबे हद बुरा
realize we need to do many many things. Sabse pehle to guna chhodne ki niyat kar le ke inshaallah guna se bachne ki koshish karenge inshaallah. Ji Bilal bhai.
Ji Sid sahab, what do we need to do? We need to avoid those things which will cause a relapse, those things which unfortunately will again bring us back to the way of sin. So how can we avoid this? Sid sahab, first of all, our mobilegin mentioned beautifully that adopting good company is highly underrated. People don't understand how powerful good company is. The famous saying which Ustaza mentioned, as-suhbatu mu'athira, that companionship or having company, this is effective. Now whether that company be positive or negative, that it will have an effect. If a person is amongst people who are sinning, who are going to places of sin, he will soon fall into that sin permanently as well. And if a person adopts the company of people who remember Allah, people who are offering their daily salah, people who are repenting abundantly, he will also slowly but surely his heart will soften and he will change as well. And for those people who it is difficult to repent, this is a madani request that you adopt company of people who are those who cry in the fear of Allah, are those whose hearts are softened. Alhamdulillah, within our time we have the brothers of Dawat Islami. More importantly, we have Sayyidi Amir Ahl Sunnat, Damat Barakatum Al Aliyah. How many Ramadan have we gone through in our lives and again we still relapse, we go back and commit sins? The thing is, we have to firmly make this mindset in our self and in our heart that we are going to make a change. That I've had enough of this sinful life. How far and how long will I stay on this path of the disobedience of Allah? So first and foremost, Sayyidina, we have to understand one way of avoiding this relapse is to adopt good company. Because good company, Sayyid Sahab, this will save a person's iman as well.
Bishop.
And in the opposite sense, bad company, it's worse. Ulama mentioned in when explaining bad company, they say that it is worse than even a poisonous snake.
Bishop.
Because the worst thing that a poisonous snake can do is take a person's life.
But the thing that bad company can do, people of disbelief, people who have corrupt beliefs, people whose beliefs are not according to the correct Sunni creed, they will corrupt your beliefs and they will take you into the fold of their level of disbelief as well. So this is something we have to understand, that being adopting the company of bad people, not only those who sin, but those of whose creed and whose beliefs are wrong. This is something that is vital for all youngsters and elders. Second thing that we can use to avoid relapse, Sayyid Sahab, is the recitation of the Holy Quran, Sayyid Sahab, is definitely underestimated in our day and age.
Allah.
What we need to do is look, tell ourselves and our mind that I will recite just 3 verses a day. 3 verses, Sayyid Sahab, an action that is done in little amount, but it's done consistently, is more beloved to Allah than an action which is done in large quantity, but done once and then left forever. Those people who offer nafal salah, who recite durood sharif, if you recite the durood sharif in a little amount, but you are doing it on a daily basis with the tawfiq given from Allah, this is better than on one day reciting it 1,000, 2,000, 10,000 times, and then the other days not reciting it at all.
Okay.
So this is another thing, Sayyid Sahab, adopt the company of those people who are reciting the Holy Quran. And finally, Sayyid Sahab, there's many points, but I'll just end on this one. Have a role model in your life. Have a personality that you can look up to. This is the best way that a person can change himself. And in today's day and age, Sayyidi Amir Ahlus Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, a person whose every moment is cautious in not falling into the disobedience or disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you just look at the Madani Mudhakaras, if they ever say anything which later on they find out to be just slightly incorrect, or maybe it wasn't the exact wording, they would again do rujoo. They would, even though at times Mufti Sahib even tells them that it wasn't necessary, but still, because of the ihtiyat, the precautions, them being cautious about the matters of the religion, this is something that we have to inculcate as especially brothers and sisters of Dawat-e-Islami and lovers of Dawat-e-Islami, that don't just post whatever you find on social media about the religion. If you see a hadith sharif, get it verified before you start posting. Many people do this today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us good company, grant us the love of the Quran, and allow us to have role model of a true lover of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ameen, Allahumma ameen.
Talking about the Quran, this is something which we need to do. Basically learn the Quran. Those who do not know how to recite the Quran, you know, don't leave it. This is something which we need to making a start. Alhamdulillah, Azawajal, Dawat Islami has laid many platforms for this in learning the Quran. The Madrasatul Madina Baligan for adults, alhamdulillah. If a person's 40 and he thinks, oh, where can I go and learn the Quran? Or if someone's 50, someone's 60, alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami is providing the teaching for them as well, alhamdulillah. We had people at the age of 70 learning the Quran, alhamdulillah, they finished the Qaeda. Alhamdulillah, why he thought it is necessary, but those who are youngsters, we should not be waiting for that age. And we should be learning the Quran. If we don't know how to read the Quran, today is the time to start learning. Whether we start from the Qaeda itself, or whether we need to find time for this. Not that when I'm going to get time. A lot of the problems is, say, when I get time, I will do this. Right? When I get time, I will do this. Or when I get time, I'll start to learn the namaz. And it's same with namaz. Quran, on one hand, there's so many people who are performing namaz, yet they don't know how to read it. They don't know what to read in namaz either. Or they are reading it incorrect as well. So it's important that we need, if we don't know how to recite the Quran, we need to learn it. And if you don't know how to perform namaz properly, we need to know it. And it's in the same way, other things which we need to learn. For example, namaz-e-janaza, things like, you know, an incident happened in front of me, that I was in a funeral prayer, and the person standing next to me, he asked me, what do we recite? What do we recite? And you know whose funeral was? It was his father's funeral.
Allah.
And he's asking me at that time, what do we recite? What do we read at this time? That's too late, Sayyid Sahib. We need to be waking up before that time, learning these things before a time like that comes to us, and then we ask, what do we do? So it's important with the Quran, with our namaz, with even the rulings of namaz, Sayyid Sahib. So many people are performing namaz, yet they haven't learned the rulings. They don't know what the wajibat, if a wajib is missed, then Sajda Sahib becomes wajib. How many people know how many wajibs are there? Which are the wajibs? And we are performing namaz thinking, okay, we are...
it's been done. No, it's not going to get done. We need to learn the ruling. Same with every ruling of Sharia. You know, so many people have got married. They don't even know the rulings about talaq and divorce and what causes divorce. People are unaware of this. So everything, those things which have become compulsory for us to learn, we need to be learning them, and we need to be learning them today. Otherwise, the last thing you want to do is a person who has performed a namaz for many years and he find out that his ghusl was not even done right.
Mm-hmm.
And all them prayers, where are they gone?
Uthna, sardiyon mein, garmiyon mein jana, sara kuch, all depend about your Islamic knowledge kitni hai. Har cheez seekhi hai. आपने नमाज कहाँ से सीखी? नमाज तो देख देख कर बस पढ़ते गए. नमाज भी तो सीखनी थी ना, इसीलिए तो इतना इस इम्फेसाइज किया गया इस्लाम के अंदर, इल्म हासिल करो माँ की गोद से लेके कब्र तक. तो लेकिन हम इस सीखने की तरफ किस कितना आ रहे हैं? तो व्हाट वी नीड टू डू स्पेशली इल्म दीन सीखने की तरफ आए, बहुत ज़्यादा ज़रूरी है. काम कर रहे हैं लेकिन इल्म ना होने की वजह से वही कर कर हम गुनाहगार तो नहीं हो रहे? चंदा जमा कर रहे हैं, पैसा जमा कर रहे हैं मस्जिद के लिए, और ये उसकी रूलिंग ही नहीं पता. अब वो ना जमा करना नहीं करना हम पे फर्ज वाजिब नहीं था, लेकिन जमा करके उसको गलत तरीके से इस्तेमाल करना, तो ये हुआ या नहीं हुआ? वजह क्या हुई? क्या इल्म नहीं था? तो क्या करना है? ये मसाइल सीखने. दावत इस्लामी ने तो इजी कर दिया, ऑनलाइन सिस्टम. प्रैक्टिकली यू कैन ज्वाइन जामियतुल मदीना, मदरसतुल मदीना, फिक क्लासेज होती हैं, ऑनलाइन कोर्सेज होते हैं. आपके लिए तो इजी कर दिया दावत इस्लामी ने इल्म दीन सीखने के लिए. कैसेट्स मौजूद हैं, अब तो वो क्या कहते हैं, आपके पास USB मौजूद है जिसके अंदर फर्ज उलूम के हवाले से चीज़ें मौजूद हैं. बहुत ईजी है, बस हमारा माइंड नहीं बना हुआ. नीड टू मेक आवर माइंड सेट कि मुझे नेकी करनी है, गुनाह से बचना है. इंशाल्लाह रब्बे करीम से दुआ करें, रब्बे करीम हमें इन गुनाहों से बचाए, नेक अमाल करने वाला बनाए. करम होगा ना, लेकिन करें तो सही ना, इस तरफ आए तो सही.
तो सही फरमाया कि वी नीड टू मेक अवर माइंड सैट, कि नीयत जी ना ए बड़ा अमल दखल होंगे अमल कर. जिस बंद की नीयत पक्की सच्ची तो अच्छी नीयत हो इन शाला फायदा ही होगा, बल्कि नीयत उत्ते भी सवाब है. जिन्हें चीज़ा बयान की अब्दुल हनान भाई ने, बिलाल भाई ने, तुम भी, तो यह बहुत सारी चीज़ा सूँ सीखनिया पैनगी, अमल करना पेगा. तो इसलिए सूँ चाहिए कि असी पक्की नीयत करिए, कि नीयत भी फजीलत है, कि अफजल उल अमली अनीयत उसादिका. फरमाया कि नीयत المؤمنी خیر من عملی و عمل المنافقی خیر من نیتہ, कि मोमिन की नीयत और अमल तो बेहतर है, तो मुनाफिक का अमल और नीयत तो बेहतर है. तो सानू चाहिए असं अच्छी नीयत करिए, कि नमल अमाल बिन नियात, कि माल दारो मदारी नीयत के उत्ते. तो हमने ही जो वेख रहे हैं, मैं रिक्वेस्ट करांगा कि अच्छी अच्छी नीयत कर लेंगे. अज तो बाद कोई नमाज नहीं छुटेगी
इंशाल्लाह.
अज तो बाद अगर असी जकात वगैरह अदा नहीं की, तो इंशाल्लाह वह भी अदा करांगे. अगर असी दिल अजारियां की उन्होंने को माफ़ी मंगांगे वालिदैन को स्पैशली, तो नाल ये भी नीयत करो कि अगर अल्लाह ताला ने वसा दीती है तो असी इंशाल्लाह जो गरीब ने उन्होंने हेल्प भी करांगे इंशाल्लाह.
जी हाँ, गुड इंटेंशंस इंशाल्लाह, अच्छी नीयतें इंसान को जन्नत में लेकर जाती हैं. सो प्लीज़ अच्छी अच्छी नीयतें कर रहे हैं, वी हेल्प ईच अदर, वी लर्न इल्मे दीन. एक एक मदनी फूल उज़र.
जी सर, विजिटिंग द ग्रेवयार्ड इज ए सुन्ना ऑफ द बेलोविड प्रॉफिट सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम. इज अ नरेशन द प्रॉफिट सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम सेड, आई यूज्ड टू फॉरबिड यू फ्रॉम विजिटिंग द ग्रेव्स, नाउ यू शुड विजिट द ग्रेव्स बिकॉज दिस brings about disinterest in the world and makes one remember the hereafter. And a few madani pearls for whilst being in the graveyard. First of all, pay your salam by saying assalamu alaykum ya ahl al qubur, yaghfirullahu lana wa lakum wa antum salafuna wa nahnu bil athar. And then approach a person's grave by the feet side, Sayyid Sahib, and also recite some Quran Sharif there and supplicate in the court of Allah for your deceased. And Sayyid Sahib, many things is seen that people are doing laughing and joking within the graveyard as well. We need to get our mindset right that this is our final destination in the dunya. That our graveyard and our grave is the place from where we will now move onto the barzakh and we will go into the hereafter. So this is why we have to be very, very serious once we go to the graveyard.
Visiting the graveyard reminds us of death and we should make it a routine. And secondly, especially those whose parents have left the world, and we should make a regular routine to visit the parents in the graveyard and remember them because they are in need of us at that time. Go there, recite Surah Fatiha, recite Surah Yasin, etc. But visit it regularly. They were here in the world for us at all times, and now they've left the world, we should be there at their graves.
شاہ صاحب سانو اس سالے سواب ہی کردے رہنا چاہیے دا وقتاً فوقتاً، بلکہ فرمایا کہ کسی بھی مسلمان دے قبرستان چ گزرو تو بے شک میں ایک دفعہ درود پاک پڑھ کے اس سالے سواب کر دینا چاہیے دا کہ انہاں نو فائدہ ہوندا۔
چلیں جی، واٹ نیڈ ٹو ڈو، وائف ول لو یو۔ چلیں جی، وظیفہ سنیے، سکرین کے اوپر چلا دیجئے جی۔ ٹوڈیز وظیفہ، یا اولو یا اولو یا اولو، whoever recites this 100 times every day, his wife will love him inshallah azza wajal۔ تو کیا کرنا ہے؟ یا اولو 100 ٹائم پڑھنا ہے۔ مسکرا بھی رہے ہوں گے، اچھی بات ہے، محبت ہونی چاہیے آپس میں، گھر کے سکون کے لیے آپس میں محبت بہت ضروری ہے۔ تو بہرحال، لک آفٹر یور سیلف، اٹیچ یور سیلف ود دا بیوٹیفل انوائرمنٹ آف دعوت اسلامی، اینڈ کیپ واچنگ مدنی چینل۔ صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔
The blessing from Rabbul Alameen, the blessing from Rabbul Alameen, Islam is the way of life, Islam is the way of life, Islam is the way of life, Islam is the way of life.